CD 3.
Somewhere on the chilly ground, a very large bat was trying to get airborne again. It had already been stunned twice, once by a carelessly opened shutter and once by a ballistic garlic sausage, and wasn't feeling very well at all. One more setback, it was thinking, and it's back off to the castle. Besides, it'll be sunrise soon. Its red eyes glinted as it looked up at Magrat's open window. It tensed. A paw landed on it. The bat looked around. Grebo had not had a very good night. He had investigated the whole place with regard to female cats and found none. He had prowled among the middens and drawn a blank. People in this town didn't throw garbage away. They ate it. He'd trotted into the woods and found some wolves and had sat and grinned at them until they got uncomfortable and went away. Yes, it had been a very uneventful night. Until now. The bat squirmed under his claw. It seemed to Grebo's small cat brain that it was trying to change its shape, and he wasn't having any of that from a mouse with wings on. Especially now, when he had someone to play with. Genua was a fairy tale city. People smiled and were joyful the livelong day, especially if they wanted to see another livelong day. Lilith made certain of that. Of course, people had probably thought they were happy in the days before she'd seen to it that the Duke replaced the old Baron, but it was a random, untidy happiness, which was why it was so easy for her to move in. But it wasn't a way of life. There was no pattern to it. One day they'd thank her. Of course, there were always a few difficult ones. Sometimes people just don't know how to act. You did your best for them. You ruled their city properly. You ensured that their lives were worthwhile and full of happiness every hour of the day. And then for no reason at all, they turned on you. Guards lined the audience chamber. And there was an audience. Technically, of course, it was the ruler who gave the audience. But Lilith liked to see people watching. One penny worth of example was worth a pound of punishment. There wasn't a lot of crime in Genua these days, at least not what would be considered crime elsewhere. Things like theft were easily dealt with and hardly required any kind of judicial process. Far more important, in Lilith's book, were crimes against narrative expectation. People didn't seem to know how they should behave. Lilith held a mirror up to life and chopped all the bits off life that didn't fit. The Duke lounged bonelessly on his throne, one leg dangling over the armrest. He'd never got the hang of chairs.
"And what has this one done?"
he said, and yawned. Opening his mouth wide was something he was good at least. A little old man cowered between two guards. There's always someone willing to be a guard, even in places like Genua. Besides, you got a really smart uniform with blue trousers and a red coat and a high black hat with a cockade in it.
But I can't whistle,"
quavered the old man.
I didn't know it was compulsory."
"But you are a toy maker," said the Duke. "Toy makers whistle and sing the whole day long."
He glanced at Lilith. She nodded.
I don't know any songs," said the toy maker. "I never got taught songs, just how to make toys. I was apprenticed at making toys, 7 years before the little hammer, man and boy."
"It says here," said the Duke, making a creditable impersonation of someone reading the charge sheet in front of him, "that you don't tell the children stories."
No one ever told me about telling stories," said the toy maker. "Look, I just make toys. Toys. That's all I'm good at. Toys. I make good toys. I'm just a toy maker." "You can't be a good toy maker if you don't tell stories to the children," said Lilith, leaning forward.
The toy maker looked up at the veiled face.
"Don't know any," he said.
"You don't know any?
I could tell 'em how to make toys,"
the old man quavered. Lilith sat back. It was impossible to see her expression under the veil.
"I think it would be a good idea if the people's guards here took you away," she said, "to a place where you will certainly learn to sing, and possibly after a while you might even whistle. Won't that be nice?"